I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi there, this is Harry and welcome back to my podcast where I try to help you to understand the English language a little better, phrases, expressions and some basic grammar rules. So I hope you're all keeping well and let me start. So first podcast I have is the use of I wish and if only. And here we're talking about regrets. So I've mentioned these previous times in the past, but someone asked me if we'd go over those again and just give a few more examples. So I'm very glad to be able to do that. So I wish and if only when we're talking about regrets. First rule is we use the simple past or past continuous or could with the infinitive to express a regret about the present or the future. Okay, so the simple past, past continuous, when we're talking about regrets about the present or the future. So let me give you a few examples. I wish you were here. So you're not, but you do wish that somebody was there to help you with a particular problem. I wish you were here. I wish I could talk to you now. You can't because they're not available, but I wish I could talk to you now. Or I wish you could see this place. So you'd really love it if you could. You can't, and that's the regret. I wish you could see this place. Okay, so that's the first rule. Second rule is we use the past perfect to talk about regrets in the past. Okay, I wish I hadn't said that. You did, you can't take it back, but I wish I hadn't said that. If only I'd known you were coming. I didn't know you were coming. We could have met, but we didn't because I didn't know. So if only I had known you were coming, a regret about the past. Okay, and we can also, the third rule, we can also use would. Okay, and we use would when we want to get somebody to do something or to get somebody to stop doing something. For example, I wish you would stop banging that drum. Parent wishing the child would be a little bit more quiet. I wish he would stop banging that drum. I wish he wouldn't shout so loud when he's on the telephone. I wish he wouldn't shout so loud when he's on the telephone. If only they would stop shouting at each other. If only they would stop shouting at each other. Okay, so there the issues concerning I wish and if only, and as I said, we're talking about regrets. We're talking about regrets that we can have about the present or the future. And in those cases, as I said, we use the simple past or the past continuous with could and the infinitive. Okay, and I've given you those examples. Second situation is when we're talking about regrets of the past. And in this time, in those examples, we use the past perfect tense, past perfect tense. And then we can also use would where we want to get somebody to specifically stop doing something. Okay, excellent. Okay, so there, that is the first podcast I have for you, and hope that that gives you a little bit better understanding of if only and I wish, where we're talking about particular regrets. And as always, if you have some comments and you want me to go over something that we've done in the past, or there's something new that is causing you a little bit about concern about your English language, well, of course, contact me on my email, www.englishlessonviaskype.com. Very happy to answer your questions individually or use them as part of future podcasts. So hope you enjoyed that. Thanks for listening and join me again soon.